It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we go to the hotline and welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are you doing, sir?
Doing fine, Rocco. Thank you.
Great to hear, Dave. Great to hear. Wanted to start with a story that you had in the Chronicle-Telegram earlier this week about a man being held in jail. He actually passed away this past weekend, and there was a bit of history with this particular guy as well. So if you would, Dave, just kind of tell us what happened here. If you want to go into the history again of this man as well, just kind of give us the rundown of what all happened with this situation.
So this is sad. You know, it's a sad situation, and for a couple different reasons. So Stephen Koloff was being held at the Lorain County Jail on a murder charge. He had allegedly shot and killed another man on Easter Sunday last year, actually, April 4th of 2021. And he was being held on charges that he had shot and killed Jose Marrero in Lorain, again, back on Easter Sunday of 2021. And according to the Lorain County Sheriff's Office, what happened was shortly before 8 a.m. Sunday morning, corrections officers found out that Koloff had apparently fallen in his cell. He appeared alert but didn't remember what had happened. And he told jailers that he was having a hard time breathing, so he was taken to the hospital, to Elyria, University Hospital's Elyria Medical Center, where he unfortunately had a full-on heart attack and passed away. So an autopsy was pending that was supposed to take place to actually on Tuesday. That was supposed to take place on Tuesday, and so basically the investigation kind of hinges on what Dr. Frank Miller, who's the Lorain County Coroner, what he has to say about the cause of Mr. Koloff's death. Foul play is not suspected. This appears to be natural causes, according to the sheriff's office, but we'll kind of just have to wait and see what exactly the autopsy finds out about his passing. Mr. Koloff was a father. He was, he had family and friends who cared about him. And, unfortunately he doesn't, in the case of, if you're the family of the victim, he doesn't get to face justice. And if you're him, he doesn't get to defend himself in court. So, unfortunately he's always going to kind of be that, that guy who was an inmate who died, of a heart attack after, he had some medical problem in the jail. If that's indeed, again, what the autopsy shows. So, unfortunately, he doesn't get to have his day in court. His attorney, whom I spoke with for the story, said it was just incredibly sad. And he said, his client was looking forward to his day in court. And then you have also, the family of Mr. Marrero, who was a handyman, who was in Lorain, and was shot and killed. And that shouldn't happen either. So, It's a really sad situation for everybody involved.
No question. And, we'll see how that autopsy turns out, if that leads to any more information within the investigation. Certainly a bit of a bizarre situation. So thank you, Dave, for kind of breaking that one down for us. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest here on The Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Also from earlier in this week's Chronicle-Telegram, Dave, Lorain City Council seems to be lending its support to this proposed naval project that we've talked about a little bit in our morning and afternoon news here on WEOL. But again, with this proposed naval project, there still seems to be some concerns, again, despite some support from Lorain City Council. So what's the latest here?
Yeah, so according to some plans that Bartlett Maritime Corporation had shared previously and some previous stories my colleague Krista Wojtak had reported on in the past, Bartlett Maritime is planning a proposed, submarine dry dock in the city. Obviously, Lorain has long been known as a shipping port. Many ships were built there, for a long time. It's been some time since there was any, major shipbuilding industry in the city, but there is a suggestion there might be as many as 4,000 union jobs coming from this this proposed submarine dry dock that would handle, the big United States Navy submarines, right? So city council is generally supportive of this, but they did have questions, and they wanted to know more about the details. Apparently there's, at this time, no control over the proposed site, no capital investment. Currently, the U.S. Navy hasn't expressed its support or said no thanks, and no other government support has sort of shown up. You know, Councilman Tony DiMacchio was basically the one who brought up a lot of that, a lot of those concerns. Dan Nutt, from the Democrat from the 4th Ward, was in agreement with that. He said he was concerned that Bartlett Maritime hadn't tried to buy a shipyard in Louisiana, you know, more than a decade ago. Was wondering if they had, you know, financing lined up. There's a lot of things that, you know, a lot of unanswered questions, basically. And the city, you know, is basically just offering its support, nothing financial right now, according to Councilman Ray Carrion, again, who spoke at Monday's meeting. But basically, it's just kind of, you know, yeah, we're totally in agreement with this if you guys can get it done, if you can bring this to fruition. So there's still a lot of questions kind of floating in the air about what all this is going to entail.
I think my favorite line, Dave, that Carissa had in that story, or my favorite quote, I should say, and I don't remember exactly who it came from, but it basically said where this project is right now, it's essentially a PowerPoint and a dream. And I thought that was kind of an interesting way to put it, but I think that might be an accurate way, because like you said, Dave, there's not necessarily any financial support like in concrete lined up yet. It's just kind of a verbal support of everything so far, right?
That's accurate. Yes.
All right. So there we go. There's the latest regarding that one. So thank you, Dave. Again, our guest is Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. What are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week, Dave, as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, we've got a couple things that we're working on. Some more Black History Month features. Some more stories about Black History Month as going on. This week to the end of the week and early into next, some news from Senator Sherrod Brown out of his office. He led a roundtable that my colleague Kevin Martin was working on, was reporting on. So we'll have some stories about that. Possibly an update on the submarine dry dock. We'll see what happens. If that all comes to fruition, some city council meetings that were on Tuesday night.
All right. Well, you guys know the drill by now. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or check out that digital online e-edition over at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, I know you've had your eyes glued to the Twitter sphere, as you always do, which means, as you normally do, you have an entertaining scanner story for me. What do you got this week, Dave?
Well, I hope it's entertaining, and this one's going to be courtesy of our Western Bureau out there. Again, my buddy Mitchell Byers, who's a journalist out in Colorado, but he gives us one that I think we can all relate to, especially with at the beginning of the year with colder temperatures, people stuck inside. hashtag scanner for the win, treadmill that's smoking inside the gym.
Uh-oh, that's... Dave, were you running too hard in there? Did you set that place on fire with the speed that you were putting on display? Is that what went down there? Oh man, yeah. Ooh, don't want those smoking treadmills. Don't want those things smoking. No, sir. Well, entertaining scanner story as always. Hopefully everyone turned out just fine from that. And make sure you stay locked into what Dave and his colleagues over at the CT are doing. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or check it out online at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you very much. All the best to you the rest of the week, and we'll catch up next week, man.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.